It's now time for a locker room chat with back-to-back state champion head football coach Eric Detweiler of the Axel Eagles after, as mentioned, a fantastic season, 13-0 last year. And this team is going to be a little bit different in terms of the personnel, of course, but you guys still look like you have a pretty good squad that you're going to put together for 2023. Coach, let's start with your guys' quarterback position. Of course, Isaac, your son, not going to be there this year. He graduated. He's in Hayes now. But Brandon Schmelsley, a guy that steps in, he hasn't played quarterback in a while, but how is he operating the offense so far?
You know, he's doing a really nice job. You know, he played that position in junior high, and then when he got to high school, it moved to receiver, and then, you know, kind of moved back to the quarterback position now. So it's not like it's a completely new position to him, but, you know, when you don't ever play that position in a couple of years, why, it takes a little bit to get back on the bike, to say. But, yeah, he's doing fine, and he's, you know, progressing through his reads on defense, and you know, he's learning every day and you know, getting better.
And Eli Brockstrom is a guy that I think kind of flew under other people's radars last year. He had a really good season. Of course, you have your Schmelsleys and your Detweilers last year that were kind of getting the headlines. But Brockstrom really was a guy that you could rely on last year whenever you needed to, and he's going to be getting more of the bulk of the carries this year along with Lynn Schmitz. Tell us about those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Eli's, you're right. Eli kind of went under the radar. I think like him and Grady Bissing are probably one of our two most underrated players that, you know, probably need to see the limelight a little bit. I think Eli was, led us in tackles or was in the top couple in tackles and you know, got quite a bit bigger and stronger over the summer. I know he put on about 15 pounds and, muscle you know, it's doing a really nice job for us. You know, we had our jamboree last Friday night I thought he looked really good. You know, just, you know, by putting on that weight, you know, he didn't slow down any. And in fact, I thought he looked a little faster. I expect him to step up and take a bigger role this year for sure.
And kind of talking about your guys' offensive line, of course, being an eight-man, not as many people on there for you guys. But, I mean, this is a unit that is very important for your team. Your thoughts on your guys coming back this year?
Yeah, our line is, you know, we got two or three guys coming back, Sawyer Dieters and Grant Bussing. Of course, we graduated Owen Strothman. So, two of the three, you know, of our main core guys are back. Anytime you return those guys, you know, they have pretty good size as well. You know, Grant's over 200 and Sawyer's, you know, 260, 270. I'm not sure exactly. But so we got size and you know, those guys can move. You know, we got size and speed. And anytime you bring two of the three of your line back with a nucleus, we feel pretty comfortable where we're at.
Going to step aside for a quick break. We'll have more from Axel head coach Eric Detweiler coming up in just a bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Axel head football coach Eric Detweiler for the first time this season. And coach, kind of going through your thoughts on the TVL this year and the district. First of all, with the TVL, of course, you guys were able to win that. But this league has got quite a few really good teams low key.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've always said this is the toughest league and you know, truly prepares us for the playoffs. You know, obviously everybody knows that Hanover's had, you know, their string of state titles and you know, they're always, you know, well coached over there. But, you know, I think probably one of the most underrated teams is Frankfort right now. I think they're listed in others in a lot of the other polls, but, you know, I think they have the potential to be, you know, one of the breakout teams this year and that could be really well. But, you know, those two teams are always good and you know, always get the rest of the league that, you know, night in and night out, if you don't come prepared that, you know, they can always jump up and grab you. So, you know, like I said, this league is tough, and I do think that's what, you know, makes us a better all the way around for whoever is fortunate enough to come out of our league to, you know, make a deep run into the playoffs.
And I talked about your district. You guys have two really tough games, as you mentioned, against Hanover and Frankfort. But your overall thoughts on your guys' ability to possibly win the district again this year?
Well, you know, that's we just take it day by day, honestly. You know, we try to win each week and focus on that opponent you know, try not to look too far ahead. You know, our districts are always extremely tough, you know, just like our league you know, just try not to look ahead, but, you know, just try to take each week, each game week by week.
And speaking of that, of course, you guys open up your regular season once again with Care Paravel. We jokingly talk about how I picked them to beat you guys last year, and that was a whole fun thing that we talked about last year. But this year, I don't think I'm going to make that mistake again. You guys are going to be pretty strong this year in Care Paravel. They're a pretty good solid team in their own right. They gave you guys a bit of a run for your money last year.
Yeah, absolutely. We know that they're going to be a pretty loaded team, you know. I was just looking at their roster last night. They got nine seniors on that team. Their quarterback is back. You know, the lineman's back. And I know they had some injuries You know, towards the end of the year last year, they only graduated three seniors, and their record doesn't indicate how good of a team they were last year. They probably played in one of the toughest districts in Division One, that there is. So, I expect it to be a really good ball game Friday night. I've been telling our guys all summer and the first few weeks of practice that these guys are going to come in and try to knock us off and that we need to be prepared for that. So, hopefully our guys are taking it to heart and taking it serious. But we expect a really, really good team to show up Friday night.
Here with Axel, head football coach Eric Detweiler. Coach, one last question for you. What's the biggest one factor to getting back to the state title game this year?
Well, just play together. And honestly, I'd say limit injuries. Nothing that we can do with injuries. But we need to stay injury-free and play together. I know that's a couple things, but I'm not afraid of that. We won't play together by any means, but we're going to graduate three seniors. You kind of, got to come up with a new identity and leadership roles and our guys are coming along nicely, but we need to grow every week and learn to trust each other of where everybody's at. And if we can do that, I think we can be successful.
Great stuff, Coach. Thank you so much for your time once again today and best of luck on Friday and throughout the season as well.
All right. Well, thanks for having me on.
That was Axel head football coach Eric Detweiler here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axel Branch, and BND Buildings.